8:15, and you're listening to America Tonight. Are you dreaming about going anywhere? Taking a trip to, I don't know, Mexico, Honduras, England, Spain? How about just across the northern border to Canada? Maybe someplace that you haven't thought about in a long time, one of the cool spots in the United States. Maybe you want to see one of the great monuments. Don't a lot of us have wanderlust? I think I was born with wanderlust. So excited about our next guest who's in our virtual green room, Russell Hannon, BreakTheTravelBarrier.com. You can check him out there. And he is the ultimate guy to speak to at a party. He's probably the most popular because he knows how to wheel and deal and do that breaking the travel barrier thing. So that's a perfect website. And this publication is his big publication that's come out. Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. So a big year for Russell, needless to say. Hey, Russell, how are you?
Wonderful, Kate. Thank you for having me tonight.
So we met in New York, and I have to ask you this question. How did you jump into this? Did you start finding all these cool ways to beat the system and save money, and you thought, man, I'm doing this for a living?
Well, you know what? Going back a number of years ago, is I felt I couldn't afford to travel. I really wanted to, and I felt travel was just expensive. And I would spend months at a time saving up for a trip, and I'd actually go and I'd come back and spend more months paying off the balance. And I'd come back with the big credit card bills, and I'll never forget I had a $2,100 cell phone bill after a trip, my first international trip abroad. And I made the mistake of just thinking that travel was inherently expensive. So ironically, in my day job, I worked as a lean management professional, and my job was to basically find ways to get more using less. And I said, there's got to be a way I can apply this for travel more using less money, essentially. And so I looked for ways to leverage a lot of the great tips that we do get from traditional travel literature, and I looked for ways to leverage them together to really multiply my savings. And I've spent years doing this. So basically, I've just got a collection of ways that you can travel economically.
So what's the best place that you've ever been to? That you got the best deal, your favorite place that you were, that kind of thing?
Well, you know what, in terms of best deals, I have pulled off just about a dozen free trips over the last 7 to 8 years. And a lot of them, I've done them in different ways. And there's ways that business travelers can pull off free trips, students travelers, very different things that can be done. And by prioritizing places where you know people that you can stay with, looking at all alternative accommodations through travel hospitality, home swapping, those sorts of things. In reality, there's thousands of people who can travel free every day, and there's no reason why on some of those days that you or I can't be one of them.
All right, so give us some tips. What are a couple of tips that people don't know about that they could probably use to their advantage?
A few little things. Let's say with booking flights, for example, something mm-hmm. that a lot of people don't know is that if you run a search for a flight on a Mac computer, Mac computers have at times returned slightly higher fares than identical searches run on Windows computers. So we're not talking big money here, but small variances. And the theory behind this is when you do a search, actually, websites can see what sort of computer you're using. And there's a theory that people with Apple computers may have more disposable income, which is a total overgeneralization. but the next thing is there is no one website that will give you the best price 100% of the time, but there are a few websites that return better prices more often on average than others. The three that I recommend, one of them is hipmunk.com, that's chipmunk without the C, skyscanner.com, and kayak.com. And when we look at how we can leverage those things, is once you found the best fare, a lot of websites actually have best price guarantees. So you can go to those websites that will not only match the best price, but they'll also offer you a credit that you can use on a future flight with them. For example, Delta, JetBlue, United, and Alaska Airlines will all match a best price and give you a $100 credit that you can use for a future flight.
Wow. So hipmunk.com.
Yes,
right?
That's the first website that I always go to when I'm booking a flight. And, you know, I'm going down to Houston next week, and actually this is a business trip. My boss had booked a flight down there from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and he paid about $1,600, and then I went and booked one for about $577 return. And even better, I'm connecting through Phoenix, so I'm going to go to Phoenix for the weekend, and I don't have to pay any extra for that. So when I am in Phoenix, I just pay for that part on my own dime, and then I just continue on to Houston afterward.
Yeah, so we know booking is important, the flights and all that. What are some of the biggest mistakes that most travelers step into, they make, that cost them money?
Well, you know, ironically, the biggest mistake a lot of travelers make is really the first decision that we make in planning our trip. And often it's where we decide to go and when. So we want to go to the same places as everyone else at the exact same times. And quite often we're selfish and we want to travel where we want, when we want. But by being flexible, like I have people that come to me and they say, Russ, you know, I'm going to Italy or I'm going to Cancun next month. How can I save money? And they've already decided the dates and they've already booked the flight. And I say, well, sure, there's things we can do to help, but we could do so much more if you were to really open up your options. So what I help people do is I help people just make their bucket list of all the places they want to go to. And there is no one place on earth that you have to see so badly for a vacation that no other will do. So once you've got your list of all your dream travel plan, essentially, is you prioritize the one that's cheapest to visit today. So that's the places where you have someone to stay with, or you can get there more economically. And by doing that, by always going to your bucket list destination that's least expensive visit today, you're traveling this year and your next trip significantly cheaper than you would be otherwise if you weren't as intentional with your planning.
All right, so that's a good idea. Put everything down and then work around that and figure out when's the best time to be there and all that kind of thing when you don't have to pay twice as much, which that's true. It depends on when you go. How about when you go to hotels and they try to charge you for the internet? This is a big scam, I think, because there's other hotels that you go to and you don't get charged for the internet, but then there's others that want to charge you 10, 20, 35, whatever it is. It's crazy.
You know, when I read the newspaper now, I can sense that travelers are just livid with we're just getting overwhelmed and bombarded with surcharges and fees everywhere, and with hotels specifically, a lot of people are deciding they're choosing their hotels based on ones that will offer internet included with the room. Now, with that, there are some chains. Myself, I stick with chains that automatically offer free Wi-Fi. Holiday Inn, for example, February 1st, the Hyatt is going to waive all internet charges, and it'll be complimentary. And now, there's also some hotels, they only offer the free internet to their rewards members, and sometimes to the gold level members. So, for example, Marriott, Starwood, and Hilton. If you're enrolled in their programs and you do have a priority status, then you will get free internet as well. Now, the next thing that's happening is some of them are offering free internet, but it's the slow version, and you have to pay for a quicker connection. But you know, what I recommend is, until everyone starts doing this, this can quite often work. When you're checking out, just mention, I had some real important work to do, and then my connection was sporadic, it was cutting off, it wasn't consistent, it was slow. Quite often they'll waive the fee if you do that, until the day comes that everybody starts doing that.
I like it. How about the bag fees? You roll up and you got to pay $50, you got to pay however much if you have kids with you, other family members. Is there a way to dance around that?
To dance around that, and so you can pick the one that's best for you. Something that I love that not many people know about is you can get a luggage jacket from jacktogo.com, and this is actually a bag that you can actually put, instead of using a suitcase, you put everything in this luggage jacket, and when you get to the airport, actually, you unfold it, and it unravels into looks like a trench coat for men, and there's a version for women. It's actually a big poofy dress, but it's actually your suitcase, so you can actually just walk onto the plane, you put it on as your jacket or as your dress, and then for women, you put it over your clothes, and then you take it off and you get on the plane, ravel it back up as a bag. Now, once you get to the plane, actually, if it is a little bit too big, usually they'll just take it and they'll actually just check it in for you, or they'll put it on the plane, and once you're actually there, you're not going to get charged the fee. So Jack2Go is one of those fascinating things that not many people have seen, but you go to the website and you can actually see a video. I think it's quite hilarious. You see the guy put it on and walk through the airport. Now, some people don't want to do that, so if that's the case, there are a number of credit cards that do come with a free checked bag benefit. For example, a number of the Chase credit cards and American Express cards offer those. So you have to book, quite often everybody's booking their flights online anyway. So if you're doing that and you've got a credit card that has a free checked bag benefit, you can get around it. Third, there's a website, kayak.com, actually has a list of all the airlines that do charge checked bag fees and those that don't. So you can look for, there are still some airlines that don't charge checked bag fees.
I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Also, we have a couple of minutes left, but I know you like the same things I like, those cool pools and the skyline views. Are there good places? I mean, there's awesome places to go that you can get that, but usually it costs a fortune. Where can I go where I can get that?
Well, a few things. I just got back from the Philippines recently, and I was amazed to see that it had everything that the Caribbean had, and literally it was about 75 to 80% less expensive. I was on the island of Boracay. Of course, you have to get there, but using my little system on how to beat the best online fare, I was able to fly there for about $850, and this luxury hotel for about $48 a night U.S., which would be five times more in the Caribbean, $12 a night for meals, for kebabs and alcohol. I also recommend right now, off-season or winter right now, Europe is very inexpensive.
Europe.
The euro is low, so consider going there. And actually, British Airways has a Chase credit card for people who sign up to it. They offer 50,000 avios just for signing up.
Wow.
And that's enough for a return trip to Europe. So just fly there and back.
Russell, sounds great. All that information. We're up against it. I want to go now. Thank you. Stop dreaming. Start traveling. Russell Hannon, we appreciate it. Hang with us, everybody.